Fox, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Marines now confirming that the five service members aboard a helicopter that crashed in remote California earlier this week were all killed in the crash. ABC's Ike Adjachi has more.
An extensive search was triggered after the crew failed to arrive as scheduled in San Diego. About 7 hours later, search teams found a debris field in the mountains outside San Diego. The chopper is a CH-53 Super Stallion helicopter known as the Marines' workhorse.
The U.S. Supreme Court will this morning hear arguments as to whether former President Donald Trump can be kept off the ballot in Colorado because of his actions on January 6th. Prince William stepping back into the spotlight for the first time since his father's cancer diagnosis and wife's hospitalization. The prince addressed a charity event for air ambulance helicopter pilots. The Prince of Wales is a former ambulance helicopter pilot himself. Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed back to the U.S. following his fifth trip to the Middle East since the Israel-Hamas war began. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are tied in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette University Law School poll.
49-49 with registered voters, 50 for Trump, 49 for Biden with likely voters. When we add in third-party votes, it stretches to a three-point Trump lead.
Poll director Charles Franklin on the Devil's Advocate show on Civic Media. The election is 9 months away. Governor Evers says he doubts the legislature will pass new legislative maps that he proposed. At the same time, he suggests he would approve his version if Republicans pass it without changes. Leading Republican lawmakers say they're thinking of bringing the Democratic governor's maps up for votes as soon as next week. The state Supreme Court will draw new maps if lawmakers and the governor don't. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. The Edgerton School District is asking voters for $3.5 million in April to raise their operational budgets. Tad Wehner, the district's director of finance and personnel, says that's how much it will cost to match other neighboring districts.
The revenue limit is everything in public school education. It's like 80% of our revenue, so it's a very big deal. Our per student revenue is the lowest of all of our bordering districts. We have the lowest.
Wehner says the money will help keep teacher pay competitive with neighboring districts. The Madison Police Department is ramping up their recruitment efforts and held an open house Wednesday night to attract new candidates. Potential new cops got to hear about the benefits of joining Madison Police, including their unique training center. Police recruitment has been declining both nationwide and here in Madison in recent years. Still, Madison Police say that they're still seeing qualified people apply for the job. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
Labor shortages, retention problems. It's been a challenging time for my business. But in Wisconsin, there's 600,000 people with disabilities who are ready to work right now. They just need you to believe in them and say yes. I did.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Wisconsin loses at Michigan. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers losing 72-68 to a struggling Michigan Wolverine program. They were able to snap a five-game losing streak. The Badgers head to Rutgers Saturday. Number 7th-ranked Marquette getting ready to host St. John's on Saturday. The Golden Eagles have now won six in a row. Baseball. The Brewers adding players after trading pitcher Corbin Burns to the Orioles. They've signed Jacob Junis from the Giants to a one-year deal. And they've also added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres to a one-year contract worth $7 million. NFL, the Chiefs getting ready for the Super Bowl, but since Las Vegas is the host city, they have to borrow the facilities of their rival, the Raiders. Andy Reid says everything is just fine.
It's great conditions to prepare for this game. I think our guys have been focused in up to this point, so the facilities are great.
That's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Breezy and mild with scattered showers, even a couple of isolated thunderstorms possible this afternoon. We'll get to 53 for a high. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to around 35. Tonight, light rain showers, then mostly cloudy. Our low 39 tomorrow, sunny 49 on Saturday. Sunshine, 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're...
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Just pass the buck and say that, oh, any president could walk in and secure the border. I saw former President Trump make that allegation earlier today on one of his social media posts. All a president has to do is declare the border is closed and it's closed. Well, with all due respect, that didn't happen in 2017, 18, 19, and 20. There were millions of people who came into the United States during those 4 years.
Mm-hmm. That would be Republican Chip Roy, who is both a congressman and a Roy Rogers slash putt-putt outside of Lubbock.
And very supportive of the Democrats.
Yes, and giving us ad after ad.
Yeah.
As is Nikki Haley, who I'm prepared at this point to say, maybe she is deep state. I don't really know. Okay. Oh, by the way, a moment of silence. That's it. Marianne Williamson has, has dropped out.
Couldn't happen to a warmer person.
Christopher Louise.
What? What did I say?
In a totally unrelated story, MSNBC just unearthed footage of RFK Jr. from 2000 admitting that a third-party candidate only serves to help Republicans win.
Mm. Okay, good. Everybody, well, can I get their senses now? Is everybody?
He's now the second presidential candidate without immunity.
Yes, I see what you did there. Hey, we're excited. You know why? We're getting oral today.
What?
We're getting oral today.
We are. Oral arguments.
Thank you. What else did you think I mean? Oh. Oral arguments at the Supreme Court. Christopher,
yes.
Who said, today we will see the level of intellectual gymnastics from the conservatives that I swear Simone Biles will copy in Paris this summer. That's how much twisting and turning they're going to have to do to keep Trump on the ballot. Who said that?
Oral Roberts.
No, that was good, though. That was a good guess. I got it.
I was
going to
say Orly Tate.
No, that was our friend Ellie Mistal.
Okay.
Oh, we love
him. On today's oral.
He hasn't been on in a while.
We haven't had this much oral since Bill Clinton. That was a lot of, you know, a lot of legal arguments surrounding that, sure, yeah. As you know. Okay.
I like mine better.
What? I should learn not to compete with you. You always win. You know what I was thinking would be shocking? What if the Supreme Court goes the way we don't expect on immunity and the way we don't expect on this? Like, what if immunity doesn't matter because they're like, yeah, you're right. It can't be on the ballot. I mean,
yeah, but immunity doesn't matter whether he's on the ballot or not.
Right.
Well, you know what I'm saying, though. It's like, I feel like with this Supreme Court and in this year, I don't know what the is going to happen. I know what everyone thinks is going to happen, but. Chris, who said Republicans lost a bill on the border? Republicans lost a bill on supporting Israel. The RNC chair lost her job. Donald Trump has found that he's not immune from any of the charges that are coming up. It is total chaos. Who said that?
Moral Oral.
No, that was Nikki Haley, who is she and Chip Roy writing ad after ad after ad for Democrats. Thank you. They're being polite chipmunks.
They are.
Oh, no. Thank you. No, after you. Oh, no. We'll use your ad first. No.
After you. Oh, no. You first. Thank you.
I don't want her. Do we have to take Nikki Haley? Is she deep state? She might be.
Okay. She's going to fade away into oblivion after all this.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's going to endorse
Trump.
Trump, like everyone else does. After saying how very, very unfit
she
is.
She has no morals, no convictions.
She will adopt the Republican policy toward Trump, which is the same as Trump's policy toward Putin, which is... Okay. Oh, I'm wearing my I Stand With Ukraine shirt today because we have Dr. Redliner. We have Carl Frisch, we have Dana Goldberg, we have Kelly Carlin, who is suing about this AI George Carlin special.
I'm so with her on this.
Yeah, me too. And she is so fantastically smart and funny herself. I can't wait to talk to her.
What if someone puts out an AI concert with you?
Yeah, well, that's... Nobody cares.
Will you sue?
Fart joke, Senator. Fart joke.
You're like, oh, I can sleep in.
Exactly. You're like, oh, great.
Yeah.
Have at it.
Yeah.
All right. This also seems like a BFD. Authorities investigating online threats made to potential witnesses in Trump classified documents case. Federal authorities are currently investigating a series of threats made online to a potential witness related to Jack Smith's classified documents case against Trump. In the filing, Smith's team asked Judge Chutkan to let them file an exhibit under seal because they wrote the exhibit describes in some detail threats that have made over social media to a prospective government witness and surrounding circumstances, and the fact that those threats are the subject of an ongoing federal investigation being handled by the United States attorney. So I...
That's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, we shall see, but... somebody tweeted, Newsweek tweeted, Jack Smith could seek to remove Eileen Cannon for granting Trump's request to access unredacted classified papers. Hold, please. Lawrence Tribe said, I'm hopeful this will trigger a motion to remove her. The 11th Circuit might agree this was the last straw. Compromising national security is a bridge too far. So we might get a lot of legal surprises that pleasant, perhaps, that we weren't expecting. Who knows? Yeah, Lindy Lee said, Judge Cannon is unsealing witness names so Trump thugs can harm them. She's delaying the stolen documents case till after the election. She's acting like Trump's defense lawyer. She was appointed after he had already lost in 2020 for his protection. Loose Cannon is a corrupt hack, not a judge. So watching the Supreme Court today and also this Loose Cannon situation. Meanwhile, I am wearing I Stand With Ukraine because this despicable bunch of traitors.
Mm-hmm.
Did this to taunt me because you know I will die mad.
Yes, I did.
It was Hillary Clinton being right about everything once again.
Mm-hmm. She should be referred to as President Clinton at this point.
Someone tweeted, if you think standing by our allies is expensive, wait till you see the cost of abandoning them.
Yep.
I guess give me nine. She was on Alex Wagner last night.
Tucker Carlson is in Moscow right now interviewing Vladimir Putin.
Right.
The first American, I'll say, journalist to interview Putin since the war in Ukraine began. What does that tell you about Tucker Carlson and right-wing media and also Vladimir Putin?
Well, it shows me what I think we've all known. He's what's called a useful idiot. I mean, if you actually read translations of what's being said on Russian media, they make fun of him. I mean, he's like a puppy dog. You know, he somehow has, after having been fired from so many outlets in the United States, I would not be surprised if he emerges with a contract with a Russian outlet because he is a useful idiot.
Bam. Mm-hmm. When the Kremlin calls you a liar, is that a different level of being a liar? I think so. She said, no one's even bothered to interview Putin, and every CNN, Christine Amanpour's like, we ask all the time.
Yes.
Of course he doesn't want to talk to the real journalists are in prison.
Yep. Right.
In Russia.
Exactly.
Not getting a hotel in Moscow like Tucker is. Okay.
How do you know he's not getting peed on?
Well, that's what
that's true.
That was what I was implying. Psst, and okay. Dr. Brown tweets, if Ukraine falls, Putin will invade Eastern and Central Europe. If Ukraine falls, Xi will invade Taiwan. Ukraine must not fall. The ramifications are beyond measure. Stand with Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Jody, I don't know if this has been confirmed, but it's on Twitter that Warren Buffett is giving Ukraine $500 million.
Somebody says it might be his son doing it, so I don't know.
God bless whoever, if they are.
Yeah.
Yes. And people stepping into the fray, like Dr. Redlener and Malcolm mm-hmm. Nance, yep. and people trying to understand how important yep. this is. That was a great tweet about if you think, you know, standing with our allies is expensive, where do you see what it costs us in blood and treasure exactly. over many years and geopolitically if we abandon
absolutely.
Them? President Clinton.
He says things that are not true. He parrots Vladimir Putin's pack of lies about Ukraine. So I don't see why Putin wouldn't give him an interview, because through him, he can, you know, continue to lie about what his, you know, objectives are in Ukraine and you know, what he expects to see happen. It's really quite sad that not just somebody like Tucker Carlson, who has, as I said, been fired so many times because he seems unable to, you know, correlate his reporting with the truth.
It's so diplomatically put. Yeah. It's almost like she could be Secretary of State.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
But also because it's a sign that there are people in this country right now who are like a fifth column for Vladimir Putin. And why? I don't know. I mean, why are certain Republicans throwing their lot in? Why are, you know, other Americans basically believing Putin? Why did Trump believe Putin more than our 11 intelligence agencies?
I don't know. Do you have a working theory?
I think
you have
a working theory.
Oh, I know. Oh, Mr. Carter. Mr. Carter.
Carter.
Mr. Carter, yes, Horshack.
Mr. Carter, yes.
Horshack.
As everyone said, this is like a thank you for mm-hmm. 2016 for interfering to help Trump and Republicans in 2016. Someone was saying it's a down payment for 2024.
Absolutely.
It's like, right? Yeah. It's like, please interfere. Please help us again. Look what we just did for you. Mm-hmm. One more, Secretary Clinton.
It's more than just the political partisan advantage. There is a yearning for leaders who can kill and imprison their opponents, destroy the press, lead a life that is one of impunity, unbound by any laws. There's a yearning among certain people in our country for that kind of leadership, and I find that absolutely gobsmacking, terrifying.
Yeah.
Yet Lincoln Project said the architects of the coming Russian victory in Europe and the enablers of the new axis of autocracy between Russia, China, and Iran aren't in Moscow, Tehran, or Beijing. They're in Washington, D.C., and every last one of them is a Republican. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh, dear God. One last one for you.
Okay.
So many chances to redeem yourself. So little. My guess is that Trump will be a convicted felon when he gets on the stage to accept the Republican nomination for president. Who said that?
Oral Hershiser.
No, that would be Chris Christie, who predicts the Supreme Court will not hear Trump's appeal and the trial will begin in May.
Okay.
I believe our friend Jill Meinbank said that as well.
Yes.
And Allison Gill, they're all kind of thinking May.
Yeah, but the Supreme Court will not hear the appeal and it will go forward in April or May. All right. Well, that's exciting. Speaking of the Supreme Court today. Our friend JoJo from Jurors says, Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, sent dozens of text messages pressuring now-indicted and cooperating witness Mark Meadows to make now-indicted and cooperating witness Sidney Powell, quote, the lead and the face of the efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Her husband and, quote, best friend is set to weigh in on the case determining if Donald Trump is eligible for the 2024 ballot. It's all fine.
It's
everything's
fine. Everything's fine. I don't know what you're concerned about.
There's nothing more to see here.
No.
Hypnosis music made me dizzy.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting sleepier. Sleep.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Wow. All right. Carl Frisch coming up in just a few minutes, 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by I got a full house. I got tiny baby nephew here. I got best friend Dr. Wanda. I got Cozy Gear sheets willy-nilly everywhere.
There you go.
Towels, sheets. That's why I can't keep club stuff is full all the time. There's never any vacancy. Even for the baby Jesus, there's no room at the inn.
All right.
Okay, cozier sheets and jammies. Valentine's Day is coming up. This is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. You already know I live in their pajamas. I'm waiting for my new olive color. Oh, my guy. How about... Speaking of guys...
Yeah.
You know what Lonnie would like? He's not up yet. He's not listening.
No,
cozier.
He's up.
Okay. I'll say it quietly. Cozier bamboo joggers, bamboo pullover crew, or the new Cityscape hoodie. Okay.
What makes the Cityscape?
I don't know.
Oh.
You have to go and find out.
Okay.
It's new. Go to totacozero.com.
Okay.
And type in Miller, and then you can find out. Okay.
All right. Doing it right now.
Everything is made from viscose, from highly sustainable bamboo, so it is temperature regulating, supremely soft and comfortable. Right now, save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more, all backed by a 10-year warranty. CozyEarth.com, promo code Miller for up to 35% off at checkout. CozyEarth.com, type in Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
They drummed you right out of Hollywood. So you come crawling back to Broadway. Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope. Now you get out of my way, because I've got a man waiting for me.
Did you know the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? That's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. That just doesn't sit right with me. I can't say I trust those people to know what's best for my Bonnie and Clyde. That's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flaxseed, sweet potatoes, spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it is freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe, lightweight. There's no thawing, no mess, and no fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive, and dogs think it is absolutely delicious. Even picky eaters. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511 or shop in over 2,000 stores nationwide. Use the store locator to find the store closest to you. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. Well, let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work, right? You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet and reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It has been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experience more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that you haven't found relief for, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. 2 million customers, 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time. CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie.
Attention jewelry lovers. Sparkle and shine with our exquisite collection at Goodman's Jewelers. From dazzling diamonds to stunning gemstones, we have the perfect piece for every occasion. Discover the timeless beauty that lasts a lifetime. Our knowledgeable staff is ready to assist you. Come visit us at 220 State Street or visit our website at goodmansjewelers.com. That's goodmansjewelers.com. Goodman's Jewelers, where every moment is a masterpiece.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, it's unanimous among our legal lads and ladies. Tristan Snell tweets, I remain convinced Trump DC J6 case will happen this spring, and it will result in a conviction this spring. The immunity question has caused a delay, but it will be a delay of weeks, not months.
Yes.
I agree. Oh, dear God, I hope so. My Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Did I do that right?
Yes.
It's been a while. Okay.
Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Not sure if that Holy Ghost is like that, you know, headless entity like Sidney Powell gets her information from, but I don't know.
Or that thing in the Barbara Hershey movie.
Right, the entity. Is it like an entity? Or
it's
what
like
is
an entity.
It?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like not me.
It's
from
just
Family
a sound
Circus.
Like a sound effect.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's here. Okay.
Or it leaves a dotted line behind it, like not me in Family Circus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good
and
to the
know.
Rest.
Yeah.
You know what? The nuns did not explain that in Catholic school. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
I got a better explanation from an atheist than I did from a nun about the Holy Ghost.
And also how it's a trinity. It's not monotheism. It's not monotheism if there's three.
Right.
And also it apparently makes sexy pottery with you naked.
But yes, it does.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's a joke about the movie Ghost. Uh-huh. It's always funnier when you have to explain it.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It totally is.
But they can only speak through Whoopi Goldberg.
Look at me. Only Whoopi Goldberg can hear them.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost. Whoopi, what did the Holy Ghost say?
Molly,
don't
you love
how I look at you for approval? Okay.
Well, I am the oldest person in the room,
you
so
are.
It
yeah,
makes sense.
Okay. Chris Hayes tweeted in all caps, I cannot believe they tried the first cabinet impeachment in 140 years and screwed up their own whip count.
I know.
I love that they're, first of all, they're the sneaky bastages that deliberately scheduled the vote when they thought Al Green was going to be in surgery.
Right.
Because they're rat bastards.
Yep.
That's the only way they can win is by cheating. And so then he shows up and they're like, oh, you dirty trickster.
Foiled again.
And AOC said, like, we don't have any obligation
to tell them
what our count is,
yeah.
You morons.
Right.
And Covey tweets, if all the president has to do is say close the border and the border will be closed, according to Trump, why didn't he close the border?
Thank you.
Because you can't.
Exactly.
He tried that and you can't. It's not legal. You have to Congress. Okay, I can't. You know what? I just can't.
You but literally can't
I
even.
I literally cannot even anymore. Marie in Atlanta, hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll make it quick. I am an admitted practitioner to the SCOTUS bar, so I want to adjust people's expectations for what's going to happen today.
Right.
First of all, Trump will not be there because it is not really a campaign opportunity,
right.
As opposed to trial courts where the client sits next to the lawyers. In the Supreme Court, only the lawyers who are
right.
arguing the case are allowed to sit at the front.
Wow.
And it would be logistically a nightmare to bring him and all of his security.
It's
okay.
The first time
he hasn't
showed up for oral, I'm going to guess.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Ms. Miller.
What?
Second thing, in terms of the arguments, the justices have already had the briefs, so they already know what the issues are.
Mm-hmm.
And they've already formulated what their questions are. And their questions aren't really about, I don't know. Their questions are about getting the lawyer who's standing in front of them to prove a particular point to
right.
the other eight justices.
Okay.
So the questions that they're asking are trying to get somebody to say, oh, you're absolutely right. He should be on the ballot. Or, no, this isn't actually a state issue. This is really a federal issue, and Congress should fix it. That's what the questions are going to do. So in some respects, it's not going to make a lot of sense.
Okay.
Because they're trying to prove it to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, what happens is they will ask questions over each other. So Justice A says, tell me about, you know, blah, 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 blah issue. And the lawyer starts to answer. Another justice may interrupt with a question.
Right.
And Supreme Court practice, which is very specialized, you stop talking, stop answering the question that the first justice asked, and then you immediately jump to the next, the one that just came in. So
oh,
it can
good.
Sound very
so
chaotic
many
and disjointed.
Okay.
Many of the Supreme Court justices will get notes from that same guy on Twitter that says I interrupt too much. Okay, good. I hope
exactly.
All the helpful critics on Twitter and social media.
Yes. Yeah, it's like being a cat toy with 9 cats swatting at you.
Okay,
so
got it.
There you go.
Not a fun practice.
That's a there really go. Good way of putting
that
it.
Thank you, Marie. That was fantastic. That was fantastic. The lizard, mm-hmm. Liz Cheney tweets, Donald Trump knows what his own White House staff, DOJ appointees, campaign officials, etc., told the 1-6 grand jury. Trump is trying to delay the trial to prevent those witnesses from testifying in open court. Americans have a right to hear from those witnesses now. Thank you, Lizard. Carl Frisch, next.
Hey, Ronnie.
Oh, hey, Jenny.
What's up this weekend?
Well, Stacy's parents are going out of town, so we thought we'd get her brother to get us some weed.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I figure we'll just hang out and get high like we always do. Huh. And munch out on chips so we've got a ferocious case of acne till we're 25, and maybe put on another 8 or 9 pounds.
Pretty.
Well, you know, it really won't matter if my jeans don't fit, you know, because Stacy's brother's dope head friends will just be trying to get me out of them anyway.
That's true.
And since I'll be baked, too, I'll let him.
Hey, didn't one of those guys give Laura, like, chlamydia?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that's the thing with pot. You feel relaxed, so you really don't worry about what you're doing or who you're doing it with.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, you have a great time. And since I won't be seen with you after the guy you're with this weekend tells the whole school you're a slut, have a really nice life, too, okay?
Oh, hey, thanks.
Okay.
When you know the real effects of marijuana, it's not so funny. A message from the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets, and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there's nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl. Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start shopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood, concrete, brick walls, trees, small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
I notice a lot of the
senators, a lot of the senators are trying to say respectfully they're blaming it on me. I said, that's okay. Please blame it on me. Please.
Biden headquarters retweeted that and said, okay, done. yes. Blowing up the border deal.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's we on are blaming you. We are yes. blaming you.
Yeah. Did you see James Langford? I don't know who he was saying. He didn't say who, but he was threatened by a top Republican. Uh-huh. I'll destroy you,
it was someone in the media. So I'm yeah. assuming it was Sean Hannity.
Yeah. 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 So I will destroy you if you try to, yep. if you try to
do basically, your job.
Yes. If you try to fix this problem during an election
yep.
year.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That sounds totally
way,
like something Sean
did
Hannity.
You see a guy getting beaten up on camera on Sean Hannity uh-huh. by the Guardian Angels?
Yep.
You know that scene in Airplane where the dog is like humping?
Bawling him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bawling the guy to death behind someone.
Uh-huh.
On, like,
behind Robert Stack.
Right.
So,
like,
exactly.
But the violence that, like, you know, the Fox News gins up, it's literally, it was happening in real time behind Sean Hannity.
And
they said, oh, yeah. it was an illegal immigrant. It was a migrant. He was from the Bronx.
Right.
He migrated from the Bronx to Manhattan. They, you know, he Curtis Lee was said, oh, he was a shoplifter. The police said no.
He was speaking Spanish. That's why they
thought.
And
he's not an illegal yeah. immigrant. Right. And, like, anyway, so there's all these.
You're allowed to speak Spanish in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all these Guardian Angels are beating up on the guy. It had yep. him in a headlock behind yep. Sean Hannity yep. because that was the whole premise is that, oh, crime's gotten so bad in New York because of illegal
immigrants.
Well,
the Angels were committing a crime.
Right.
Yes. Meanwhile, they're beating up a guy from the Bronx for no. Okay. Anyway. All right. Let's talk to our good friend, shall we?
Carl.
Okay. Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall
what?
We? CarlFrisch.com. Hi. Oh, good morning, Carl Frisch. Hello.
Morning.
So
are we allowed to add to this list of things that we are now allowed to officially blame Trump for that he's actually responsible for?
Yeah, I love this. I don't know why I love this meme this morning. You know you're living in the age of the orange bag when your wife screams from the other room, I hate you, you lying hole, and you smile knowing it has nothing to do with you. But he is, you know, as we talked to my friend Dr. Wanda about Carl, he is just a national trauma that, I mean, a lot of people are saying, oh, my God, I can't, I could not possibly do this for 4 more years, this degree of stress and chaos.
Right. And, you know, what's sad is that it'll be worse. You know,
it won't,
if he's elected, what we're experiencing right now will be worse. What we experienced in his administration before Biden will be worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And as we keep saying, he keeps saying what he's going to do. And they wrote it down
right.
in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Carl, I saved this for you because, you know, by the way, if you do read a book now and again, Carl Frisch, as a school board member, encourages the reading of books.
Yes. I read books.
Yeah, the people that burn them, that never goes well in history.
No.
Those
yeah.
are never the people on the right side
right.
of history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're the villains, usually.
Yeah.
Usually,
oh, where, yes. who's, where's, who took a flamethrower to...
Oh,
books.
Yeah, it's in
Which,
there. It's in that
yeah.
pile somewhere.
Oh, in this pile here? This one
the
here?
The phone book?
This
that I printed for you?
All right, Carl, you get... Excuse me. But Moms... but Moms for Liberty, a prominent Moms for Liberty chapter in Pennsylvania that once numbered 200 members has collapsed due to a lack of interest after having dwindled down to just three.
Tee-hee.
Which is enough for a three-way. What else do you need if you're a Moms for Liberty group?
I mean, it's off the rails when you see stories about people pulling dictionaries out of libraries.
Yeah.
And,
the dictionary.
It does not pass the smell test. It doesn't even, like, there's not a reasonable person that looks at that and says, oh, that's what we should be doing.
Yeah. I mean, I know we joke about that, but I mean, I do feel like it is, there is a feeling that, I don't know whether it's justice coming, karma, something, that the good guys are winning. I mean, you know, this Moms for Liberty, they're not for liberty.
No.
They're for hate and small-mindedness, right? I mean, you dealt with this in your run for school board, right?
Yeah, look, we're going to continue to have to deal with this. And yes, we are doing well as a party, as a movement, but that can all be washed away very easily if we rest on our laurels. Now there is never a too early a time to get involved in the campaign for 2024.
Yeah.
So people need to get out there and start knocking on doors, making donations, making phone calls, doing everything they can. If the best you can do is lick envelopes in the campaign headquarters, go lick envelopes in the campaign headquarters. But you've got to be doing something for the rest of this year to make sure that we don't end up with Trump in the White House again.
Yeah. I saw there's another poll where, you know, Biden's up by 6. And I swear to God, you know, we just can't count the media. This just doesn't cover it. Mm-hmm. They only cover the polls where, you know, Trump is doing well. And so,
well, you know, I feel like the only way they'll cover him up by 6 is if he drops to being down, you know, up by 5. Then it's, you know.
Yes. Then it's a story about his plummeting numbers. Right. Right. Speaking of, I bring this up because bullying, I'm sure, is something you deal with in schools all the time. I just couldn't believe this statement. Rudy Giuliani said in bankruptcy court that Trump's presidential campaign owes him $2 million in legal fees. He said, with my understanding, I'd be paid by the campaign for my legal work and my expenses. They just paid the expenses, which is just the Scotch money. So they just Scotch money, but not... Yeah. But his spokesperson, Carl, said the only reason we're here today is because Mayor Rudy Giuliani has the courage to speak up and take on the permanent Washington political class, and he refuses to be unfairly censored or bullied into silence.
Oh, please.
Well, the reason he's bankrupt is because he owes $150 million to people he bullied.
Yes.
Right, and tried to silence Ruby and Shay.
That he defamed, you know.
Right.
So if he wants to continue to, you know, quote-unquote, speak his mind, he better make sure that he's not defaming somebody in the process, because that legal bill is just going to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah. Let's. By the way, because you were a former campaign strategist, where are we, where's the what do you call it? Him, Biden talking about debating.
It's two.
Here we go.
Donald, and then into to Biden.
But I'd like to call for immediately debates. I'd like to debate him now, because we should debate. We should debate for the good of the country. So I will officially on your show call.
Look at that. We're breaking news, Mr. President. Donald J. Trump calls for debates against Joe Biden.
Okay, so then Biden was asked about this, the president.
Donald Trump is ready to debate me right now. Do you accept?
He laughs.
He's laughing.
Thanks, guys. Immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Will you debate him?
I'd want to debate me, too. You got nothing else to do.
And when Donald said it, he goes, I'd like to call for immediately debates.
Immediately debates.
What is that?
Yes, because to talk about more proper English.
What school did you win?
Yeah.
Well, and, you know,
He's not going to debate, is he? I mean, I think we were saying Biden should call his bluff and say, yep, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Well, you know, calling the bluff means that the next step is, oh, but I only want Tucker Carlson to moderate.
Yeah, only on Fox and only or Newsmax whatever. Carl, I was saying, obviously they're all saying the quiet part out loud now with this whole disgrace that I have just never seen a day like yesterday. Have you? This party is just ridiculous. This is the border bill they demanded that they blew up. No aid for Ukraine, which is going to be an unmitigated disaster for the United States. But go ahead.
It's all Nancy Pelosi's fault.
Yes, because she was so her communist counting.
Made legislating look easy.
Yeah.
And Republicans probably thought, well, if, you know, Nancy can do it, then we surely can get a couple bills.
Well, because she's just a chick.
They were wrong.
Representative Thomas Massie, Republican of Kentucky, vented that the House has turned into an unmitigated disaster since ousting Kevin McCarthy. Fight, fight, fight. You're all equally awful. Big bag of rats.
It wasn't a craziness before.
Yeah. He tweeted, getting rid of Speaker McCarthy has officially turned into an unmitigated disaster. All work on separate spending bills has ceased. Spending reductions have been traded for spending increases. Warrantless spying has been temporarily extended. Our majority has shrunk. One social media user said, getting rid of Santos was the mistake. Getting rid of McCarthy wasn't. And then Massie said, name one thing that's improved under the new speaker. So then Matt Gaetz jumps in and says, McCarthy lied to us, made secret side deals, increased spendings, got rolled by Biden, shrunk our majority by quitting when he couldn't run the place. His removal was warranted. Yesterday, Matt Gaetz just said Kevin McCarthy should run the RNC.
Yes.
What? Is he schizophrenic? Or
with that kind of winning, I hope that he does run the RNC.
Yes. I mean, it is. I don't even know what to say anymore about this version of the Republican Party, Carl. We both come from Republican families. It's just unrecognizable.
Well, it's hard to have a conversation about Republicans in disarray because that's the status quo for them now. We're used to watching them kind of march in lockstep and do whatever the leadership tells them. And Trump has broken them like he's broken the rest of their party.
Yeah. Yeah. He's broken me. God knows. I'm just a broken, dead inside little old white lady. Uh-huh. And we were saying, I mean, just you cannot write this script that the day Tucker Carlson is in Moscow interviewing Putin for his talking points on the Ukraine war, his puppets in Congress vote down aid to Ukraine. And then the Putin's press secretary calls Tucker Carlson a liar. I mean, the press secretary for Putin effectively called Tucker Carlson a liar for his baseless claim that no Western journalists have sought to interview Putin. Tucker said not a single Western journalist has bothered to interview the president of the other country involved in this conflict, Vladimir Putin. Christine Amanpour, among others, Abby Phillips on CNN called bull immediately, as did a slew of other international journalists. The longtime Putin press secretary said, Mr. Carlson is not correct, but he couldn't have known that. We receive a lot of requests for interviews with the... Of course he knew that. And the real journalists that ask real questions are in the gulag in Russia, right?
Well, anytime Tucker Carlson says nobody or everybody, you can be rest assured that he is 100% incorrect. But he doesn't check these things, right? That's not part of his MO. He just says whatever comes to mind and whatever he thinks is going to get his people, watching and clicking.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. I found it. See, don't help me. I got it.
No, we're not
Missouri. Missouri MAGA candidate takes a flamethrower to LGBTQ books. Mm-hmm. A pro-Trump candidate in Missouri posted a video of herself to Twitter using a flamethrower to torch books with LGBTQ themes. This is what I will do to the grooming books when I'm Secretary of State, she says in the video. These books come from a Missouri public library. When I'm in office, they will burn. This is why they don't want people to read books, because there are whole, books about the book burning eras.
But what would they do with their flamethrowers if it weren't for books?
Yes, yes. All right, Carl, today's oral. Donald Trump, by the way, faces another challenge to his ballot eligibility, this time is in his former home state of New York. What do you feel like we're going to glean from today?
I think eventually he's going to have access to the ballots that, like any other Republican presidential candidate. I don't think that's going to stop or slow down these other cases, though. Ultimately he's going to be paying more in these civil penalties. Perhaps his business. We'll see what happens in Georgia. But, in some sense, the ballot access cases are the sideshow of the legal pieces, because I don't think that they're going to ultimately knock him off the ballot. But the other things, while we're watching this, are still marching forward.
Do you agree with a lot of the legal experts that are saying they think this, the immunity thing will be settled in time for a spring trial, that it will go forward with the D6 or J6? Sorry,
I didn't catch that. Say
that one more time. That the J6 trial will still go forward in the spring.
I would expect so. I mean, I don't see the. Anybody reversing the D.C. Circuit on the immunity question. It was very straightforward. There was not a lot of ambiguity in it whatsoever. They really teed up the Supreme Court to have an easy decision.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, fingers crossed.
If they even take it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm hoping. But delay. Donald Trump's best friend, right? All right, Carl Frisch remains a delightful scamp.
He always is.
Yeah.
Always trying to scamp.
Okay. Love you, Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
Stay safe. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, my morning kick. Yeah. It's hiking day again. You know what? Because it's been raining.
And it dried out.
Yeah. And so I haven't gotten my normal hiking in. So I am powered by my morning kick. Thank you. 10 supplements in one. When it comes, can I just say the key? Strawberry lemonade. I don't like those green,
mossy,
grassy drinks. Like someone opened a bag of
gets coffee
lawn clippings
your
and you're... Yeah. No. Strawberry lemonade. Fantastic. Good. Delicious. Ashwagandha. I'm just doing sentence fragments. Ashwagandha's in there.
Yep.
That's one of the 10 supplements. It is not your average drink. Powerful new formula helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. It has probiotics to help shed extra pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, you just want to feel younger, go to RoundhouseProvisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply, or go right to RoundhouseProvisions.com and type in Stephanie.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Stephanie Miller.
Well, remember that home workout program, P90X, everyone was doing a few years back? The guy who created P90X, Tony Horton, is one of the healthiest, most physically fit guys you'll ever know. In 2017, he came down with Ramsey-Hunt syndrome and was bedridden, could barely walk, lost a ton of muscle mass, and didn't know if he was going to live or die. Flash forward to today, and at age 65, Tony is in the best shape of his life. HMB is a naturally occurring molecule that helps the human body build muscle at an incredible rate, resulting in better workouts that build muscle and maintain lean muscle. Now, Tony Horton has sourced the highest quality protein, combined it with HMB to offer his cutting-edge new high-impact protein. It's a tasty one-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. It can be mixed with water, almond milk, or your favorite ingredients. Go to MyPowerLife.com, use the promo code FITNESS to save 30%. 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Did you know the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? That's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. That just doesn't sit right with me. I can't say I trust those people to know what's best for my Bonnie and Clyde. That's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flaxseed, sweet potatoes, spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it is freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe, lightweight. There's no thawing, no mess, and no fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive, and dogs think it is absolutely delicious. Even picky eaters. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511 or shop in over 2,000 stores nationwide. Use the store locator to find the store closest to you. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The daughter of an inmate who killed himself at the Waupun State Prison is suing state prison officials. Megan Hoffman says they didn't give him adequate mental health care and medication. Dean Hoffman was found dead in his cell in 2023 on his ninth day in solitary confinement. He's one of at least three inmates who died at Waupun that year. Misinformation is distorting the immigration debate, so says Vina Iyer, who's an immigration law expert. She says the notion that people come to the United States for government benefits is a stubborn misconception.
There are so many laws that actually highly restrict immigrants from getting any type of public benefits or services.
Iyer says the U.S. needs comprehensive fixes to immigration law instead of stricter border enforcement. Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. A student at Edgewood College was arrested Wednesday after police found an unloaded gun and ammunition in his dorm room. Police were investigating the student for allegedly physically assaulting another student Tuesday night. They found the gun after a search of his dorm, and they were arrested for carrying a gun on campus. Edgewood officials say that they are working with Madison police to investigate the incident, and the unauthorized presence of a firearm on campus will not be tolerated. The Winter Carnival at the Memorial Union is still on, but looks a little different this year. They've had to cancel all their on-ice events due to the recent warm weather, leaving too little ice on Lake Mendota. Lady Liberty can still be seen, though they've moved her onto the shore, and they've added some new events to make up for the loss of the ice. The Winter Carnival will run through this Saturday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, we're the comedians line?
That's a big thing in stand-up. For those of you listening, comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the thinking, comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something, but sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on in.
Oh, you're a comic. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Breezy and mild with scattered showers, even a couple of isolated thunderstorms possible this afternoon. We'll get to 53 for a high. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to around 35. Tonight, light rain showers, then mostly cloudy. Our low 39 tomorrow, sunny 49 on Saturday. Sunshine, 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens. Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Inside and then poop and pee inside. Really? Here, just one paw out for this chicken. That's like, how easily tricked are these dogs?
Sounds
owners?
As effective as the advice Marianne Williamson gives.
Okay, you listen, you are on a tear this morning. Just back up. We're in a day of mourning for Marianne Williamson.
Are we?
Withdrawn.
Oh, in silence. From the.
Getting any ideas, Dean? See ya. Bye-bye.
I know. Okay. Seriously, Dean.
Did you see, by the way, speaking of this, firefighters conducted a helicopter rescue from the man who jumped in the LA River?
I saw that video.
Save his dog?
Yeah.
They're okay now. Which
they
is
found
great.
The dog.
By the way,
downstream.
Can I just say the LA River is like a river now?
It was a few days
when
ago.
When I first saw it, I was like, oh, it's the LA cement ditch. Look at that.
No, it was
yes.
High,
oh,
too.
My God. I know.
It was really high.
I know, right?
Yeah, I watched that video. It was harrowing.
Yeah. No, it was. I saw the. I can't believe. That's why I ride my bike a lot, and it's like a... Mississippi, for God's sakes. While I'm in Animal Stack, Indian police clear a suspected Chinese spy pigeon after 8 months in bird lockup. Well, thank God. Justice, no peace. Indian police cleared a suspected Chinese spy pigeon after 8 months detention and released it into the wild Tuesday. The pigeon's ordeal began when it was captured near a port in Mumbai with two rings tied to its leg carrying words that looked like Chinese. Police suspected it was involved in espionage and took it in. Like Batica.
They had to interrogate it. They waterboarded the poor thing.
That's not really a bird, but it's kind of funny.
That is not a bird at all.
Batica. He was doing his wing across the. No.
No.
All right. It turned out the pigeon was an open water racing bird from Taiwan that had escaped and made its way to India. God.
I want to know how they questioned it.
Yeah. Zox.
I give you the important news of the day.
Huh?
I give you the important news of the day.
The thing about it is, you had to explain it. So that then
it's one of several jokes I've had to explain already this morning.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. No one's ever going to make an AI version of me and sell it illegally. All right. Hey, why did I say that? Because Kelly Carlin is coming up.
She is.
Which is very exciting to talk about. She's suing. I'm glad.
I am too.
On her side about this. About them. We have to get this all set before someone tries to steal Carol Burnett. See, this is, they made a whole AI George Carlin special, so Kelly Carlin.
And it wasn't even as funny.
It wasn't good.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah. We will talk to her about that. We have Dr. Doom coming up, and of course, Dana Goldberg, because then everything's better.
covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.